folks, back here on the Boss Man Show, from the show, Coach Steve Lutz, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, the Islanders going to the tournament, it's like the time in their history. Coach Lutz, what's up, man? Good to see you again, brother.
Yeah, man, it's great to see you. This is obviously, you know, something we talked about, 6 months ago, and now we're actually going to talk about it for real. So this is a heck of a day for us.
Yes, 23 wins in year one. That's rarely done in college basketball. We talked about you had a vision for this team. You had guys you wanted to bring in the picture of culture, and you did it, man. I'm so happy for you. I'll cheer for you all year long, man. But talk about the process to get to this point. Talk about back in October, man.
Man, obviously it's been a long year, a fun year, but a long year. I always look at it like three seasons: the preseason, which is your non-conference; the regular season, which is your league play; and then your postseason. And sometimes you don't get to the postseason, right? But, you know, in our non-conference this year, we were pretty good. You know, we ended up, I want to say, all 16-3. And the only three games we had lost were at Texas A&M, at Minnesota, and at Notre Dame. And all three of those games, we either led or had chances to win. So, you know, we have a great preseason, non-conference. And then you get into conference play and everybody figures out everyone, you know, and we hit a little slide there where we lost those five out of six and, you know, kind of had it regroup and find our way again. And then once we did that, you know, then we kind of hit our stride. And, you know, any of us, all 358 of us, man, you want to be playing your best basketball in March, especially when you're in, you know, a league like the Southland Conference, where you got to win the league tournament in order to get to the NCAA. So, you know, the guys got back on track and obviously, you know, pulled it together. And then we played our best basketball last weekend in Katy. And now we've got to continue that here on Tuesday.
I hear that. You know what, Steve, your guys really show some resolve, because that slide in late January to mid February can make some teams just go off the rails. But your team stays together throughout that adversity. So I think the winning early in the non-league gave them confidence in the back of their minds they can get back going again once we figure this thing out. Again, no question, State, you figure it out, and there you go.
Yeah, no questions. And you got to credit the guys. I mean, the guys, this group's really tight. It's almost funny how silly they are, how well they interact with one another. There's no real jealousy. And the fact of the matter is every team in the United States goes through adversity at some point. We didn't get a whole bunch in the non-conference, right? And we happened to get ours within conference play. And to their credit, man, they fought through it. And, you know, they put all the other stuff aside, you know, and I say it over and over in these interviews, human nature is really hard to fight. And when you have success and people are telling you how good you are and you're going to do this and you're going to do that, man, you start believing it. And that goes for myself and the staff and every one of the people in our program. And we lost our way for a while and we got off track. But again, to their credit, like, we got back on track, and that's all that matters.
And when I watched you guys play, Steve, man, I noticed that you guys were connected. No matter what, you was always connected with each other. I could see about chipping on the sidelines, chatting defense, and I could see your guys, even timeout huddles, your guys were locked in. And that's what I look for, knowing a team is really a team. All those things checked the box for it, and your guys did it, man. So I could see, even though it was not where we wanted to be, even if it was the same kind of vibe, no matter what. So I like that your team was together all the way through and connected with each other. Really, was really a one team, not that everybody had their own egos and splitting.
Yeah, no questions. And, you know, it's funny you say that, because I'll never forget the Northwestern State game at Northwestern. We pulled a couple clips where we, late in the game, we get a steal and we hit a three or we get a layup or something, and the bench doesn't erupt. And we showed that video or that clip to the team. And obviously, at that time, during that moment of the game, they weren't all locked in and all on the same page and pulling for one another. Whereas, you know, last week in Katy, the referees are on my tail the entire time telling me, like, you got to get your bench to sit down, because they're locked in and they're jumping around and they're cheering and those sorts of things. And the difference between those two scenarios right there is night and day, which also is the difference between winning and losing. And, you know, again, to their credit, man, they're good people. They're good kids. And they figured it out, and now they're getting rewarded for it. You know, now we're headed to Dayton to go play Texas Southern.
No doubt. And you went to the 5 seed, the 1 and 2. So it's one that cakewalk for you, man. So the accomplishment of that in your conference league play, hey, I went to the 5 seed, the 1 and 2 to get this done. So we really earned this title for real.
Yeah. I mean, winning 3 games in 3 days is never easy, but we had the Southland Conference preseason tournament this year, and you played 3 games in 3 days in Katy at the Merrill Center. I really think that that helped us, to be quite honest with you. So it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you won. You're going to the big dance. We're going to Dayton, Ohio. Then hopefully we're going to Fort Worth. And, you know, we're going to be on the biggest stage in all of college basketball. And we'll be a really good story. I mean, people are going to see when ESPN or TBS or True TV, whoever the heck has our game on Tuesday night, like, they're going to show pictures of the island where our university is located. They're going to show that, hey, every morning when I drive into work, the ocean is on one side and the school's on the other. There's just not a lot of places like this. And it's beautiful here. It's a heck of a city. And now we get to put it on the map here on Tuesday night.
No doubt. Talk about Terry Murdix, man. Sherman MVP. That guy's great for you all year long. The young man, the guard. Talk about that young man, way he missed your program and what he's done for you all this year, all year long, man.
You know what, Terry, he's a great guy. He's like you and I, we could go down to the park and we could hoop with Terry on, and it wouldn't be any different there versus playing in the first 4 game in Dayton. Like, Terry on's a ball player. He just each and every day, if he could play basketball 24 hours a day, he would do it. And that's a testament to him just because he loves the game. But the best thing I can say about Terrion with as it relates to this year is he never once complained. He never bitched when early in the year he didn't start. Never once. Jalen Jackson and he together are now our starters and have been for some time. But when Jalen played 23 minutes and he played 17, he never complained. When he played 23 and Jalen played 17, he, you know, there was never any animosity out of him at all. And he just stayed the course. And ultimately, you know, those two together have been a really, really good lineup for us. But Terrion's a really good basketball player. He just knows how to play. Like, you tell him something and he either can answer or finish your sentence a lot of times, or he looks at it and he goes, okay, I got you. I know what you're saying now. And then he can go out and execute it. But you know, he's a fun player to play with and obviously a fun young man to coach.
No doubt. It also Delarius Keys inside for you defensively, getting rebounds for you guys on the boards there for you, and Jalen Jackson as well. I mean, you have a great three-headed monster right there and cause a problem for CSU tomorrow night. And talk about just together, like what those guys bring together, along with Terrion being where he is, Jalen Dunn, Delarius doing things for you as well. DeLazarus, rather.
Yeah. No, I mean, between, you know, DeLazarus Keys and Isaac Mushilla, I mean, that's, you know, almost 15 rebounds a game. And the thing about tomorrow night is that Texas Southern has the height, and they're actually bigger in height, and they have the bodies to match us. So, I mean, in terms of rebounding for tomorrow night, it's going to be a heck of a game. But we have a good combination between inside and outside. That is very true, because, you know, when you have guys that can beat you off the dribble and drive it and kick it and knock down threes, that spreads the floor and opens up space for them. And while Laz hasn't hit a whole bunch of threes during the year, Isaac Mushilla has hit a few. Those guys, when they pop out on the perimeter, you have to guard them. And it just makes our offense and it makes it easier to score, number one, but it just makes our offense flow because we can move those guys both inside and out.